Good morning again. It's 11:35. This is AM 1480 KAUS and also streaming worldwide at myaustinminnesota.com. And again, time for another local candidate to forum, this one featuring the candidates for the county commissioner position in District 2 here in Moore County, incumbent Polly Glenn and Ray Tucker to be with us. And again, if you are unfamiliar, District 2, including the townships of Adams, Bennington, Clayton, Dexter, Frankfort, Grand Meadow, Leroy, Lodi, Marshall, Pleasant Valley, Racine, and Sargent here in Moore County, in the cities of Adams, Dexter, Grand Meadow, Racine, Sargent, Leroy, and Teope. So, as mentioned to Polly and Ray, welcome to both of you here this morning. We greatly appreciate your time here on to KUS. And as mentioned, they'll be giving an opening statement here, followed by some questions that have been submitted to us. The candidates will have a maximum of 2 minutes to answer those questions. And at the end of the forum, they'll have a chance to deliver a closing statement this morning. So, without further ado, we'll start things off with Commissioner Polly Glenn, your opening statements. Good morning, Polly.
Okay. Good morning. First, I'd like to thank KUS and also the Austin Chamber for hosting this forum today. It's a very good way for us to be able to discuss our differences and also the things that we share for the county. I am finishing up my eighth year, and I can only say that I've loved every minute of it. I like being part of the process, and so anyhow, I'm looking forward to another 4 years, and we have a lot of things that we're doing right now, and I would certainly like to see those through. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Polly, and Mr. Tucker, your opening statement this morning, please.
Yeah, good morning. Also, I appreciate the fact that you're in the chamber are doing this. I decided to run for District 2 I've done this before. I was commissioner before, but I felt that I could add some benefit to how the government's running right now.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Here this morning, Mr. Tucker, and we'll stay with you, Ray, here for our first question this morning. As mentioned, what key issues do you think the county board should focus on moving forward if you are elected in November?
The most important thing the county has is their transportation, which is your road and bridges, but I think we got to relook at the abatement program in the county. It's a nice thing, but when you're picking winners and losers, that gets a little further than the county board should be involved in.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. And Polly, same question to you. What key issues do you think the county board should focus on going forward if you're reelected in November?
Right now, we have several things that are going on. And as Ray indicated, with the roads and the bridges, I just want to state that in the last 3 years, we have been able to repave 100 miles. And that's a fourth of our roads. And we've done that using the half-cent sales tax and borrowing ahead on that, and also the Pleasant Valley wind money and also the wheelage tax. So we felt it was prudent to borrow ahead because of the cost of things that continue to go up. And so we've really been progressive, and we've really gotten a lot of our roads taken care of in the last 3 years, which I think all of the rural residents are really appreciating. I will go back to Ray's comment also on the abatements. Currently, we have just approved our 101, our 100th applicants for the abatements for the housing industry. And with that, we've increased the value by $38 million within the county, and those are five-year abatements. Now, not all of the cities nor the school districts partook in that. Mm-hmm. But even with the business abatements, we've done the SEMA for 15 years, and they have a minimum of 40 employees that they have to maintain, and they're currently at 55. So we are increasing the economy in that area. We've also just we've done the Legacy of Brownsdale, which is an assisted living, and we've also done just recently Braun, which is going into the old SEMA building in Leroy. Thank you.
Thank you, Polly. All right, so moving on to our next question, we'll stay with you. Ms. Glenn, what existing county economic development programs, you mentioned a couple there, but that you'd like to see re-implemented or improved on in this next year if you're reelected?
We have a lot of economic development going on all the time, and we're always interested in any businesses that come forward and their proposals to come within the county. One of the best things that we have to offer is an abatement. And we have utilized that. We also borrowed $1 million to a real estate developer that's going to come in with low and mid-size economic housing. We could get 2% money for 1 year on $1 million, and we can't get that on our investments right now. So we did utilize that. We also have, and Ray was instrumental in putting this in place, $1.5 million that we have set aside only for economic development. And that still is $1.5 million. It stays. We have not used that, but I always call it the Holy Grail because we want to make sure that we use that wisely. So I think that not only in Austin, but in Out County, too. We want to make sure that all of the businesses understand that we are here to help them develop anything within the county, not just Austin. So thank you.
Thank you, Polly. Same question, too, here, Mr. Tucker, that, again, what existing county economic development programs would you like to see implemented or, as mentioned, or you just basically kept going forward or improved on in this next year? If you're elected in November?
Well, this coming year we'll be seeing some more wind energy taking place on redoing some of the wind farms south of Grand Meadow. Mm-hmm. And how we handle that will depend on the county's aggressiveness as far as the companies that are doing it are concerned as far as damages and so forth through the roads. That'll be a big undertaking, and I foresee that as a pretty big challenge.
All right. Moving on to our next question here, we'll stay with you here, Ray. Financial aid from the state of Minnesota to its counties, as listeners might have heard, could be reduced here in the near future because of the of COVID-19 and a huge budget deficit for the state. If you're elected, how would you plan to work with the county's budget to help keep taxes down?
Well, we have to get a handle on the taxes. There's no doubt about that. And the amount of money that the state gives the county will dictate on how much we redo some of these roads. But on the same hand, we might as well capitalize on that wind production as much as we can.
Sure. All right. Same question here for you, Polly. Again, financial aid from the state of Minnesota to its counties could be reduced in the near future. How would you plan to work the county's budget as a board member if you're reelected to keep taxes down?
Okay. I'm assuming that you're mainly talking about the county program aid. Which
yeah,
is,
correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is...
it would be local government aid for
right.
cities, but yeah.
Yes, yeah. And countywide, it's the county program aid. Currently, we get $2,546,801 for that. And that's projected in our budget for 2021 also. And if you take that, it's 4%. Of our total budget. And so we have made arrangements for hopefully getting our budget levy down to zero, but right now we're at 1.25% is what we are looking at, and we hope that we can get that down even further. We do have reserves, and we have 9 months of reserves right now. So if necessary, we could dip into our reserves if we needed to for a temporary period of time with the payback for future years. So, as I said, that's only 4% of our total budget. So, our wind money, yes, they are going to be redoing those, and that's going to increase the amount that's coming in. Currently, we are estimated to have $1,115,000 that will go into the general fund from the wind, and also $670,000, which is the Pleasant Valley Wind Farm, that goes into our public works. So we do have some flexibility there, and so that we can certainly utilize all of those dollars. And we're also looking at a solar farm, so that will also bring in some more funds to the county. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Polly. And next question will stay with you here, Ms. Glynn. And broadband was brought up in the last forum, and we'll address that question here. And I guess basically, obviously, the increase of high-speed broadband very much a factor here in rural Minnesota. But I guess, basically, if you are reelected, is the county is doing enough to bring more high-speed broadband here to Mora County? Or enough is being done, you think? Or
I think broadband really came into view with distance learning with the school this past year, and I think we always knew there was a problem out there, but we didn't know the extent of the problem. We had teachers that lived in the rural areas and many students that weren't able to get proper internet access in order to take care of the distance learning. That's a state-funded issue or federal, and so I think we have to be more progressive with our legislators to try and get broadband funded. In Grand Meadow, ARVIG just received a grant from the federal government, and so they did a lot of work this past summer to get it out to the rural areas. So that's a great thing that just happened in our area anyhow. So I think what we need to do is just continue to let our legislators know how important this is, and I think they're much more aware of it too because of the distance learning and the problems we had. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Polly. Same question to you here. Mr. Tucker, if you're elected in November, I guess basically do you think the county is doing enough, or would you obviously push for more, as Polly was mentioning, contact with state legislators to increase high-speed broadband here in Mora County? Or?
Well, it is a responsibility of the state to supply that. So the county's role would be pretty small as far as pushing that. But the communication world is always fast-moving, so.
Yeah, very much so. All right, the next question here this morning will stay with you, Mr. Tucker. Of course, as you well know, COVID-19 has been very, very tough on businesses all around the state. Obviously, Mora County, no exception, and the country, especially small businesses. And if you would be elected on November 3rd, how could you help our businesses locally?
Well, that's a very good question, but I guess we'll just have to leave it up to the experts as far as getting a virus controlled and move forward. But it'll be very rough doing it.
All right. And Ms. Glynn, again, the same question to you. Again, COVID-19 has been very rough on small businesses here in our county. As mentioned, how would you as a board member, if you're reelected, try to help out our local businesses?
Okay. Okay. We are already actively working on that. The county received through the CARES Act $4.9 million, and it's very specific in how that has to be spent, and it's going to be audited very carefully also. But out of that, we put $1.25 million into small business grants, and those are 50 employees or less, and they're 10,000 maximum grants. And we opened that up for application, and the deadline was 8/31. Yesterday afternoon, we did have our first initial meeting. The DCA is the fiscal agent for that. And we were surprised and pleased by the number of businesses that have applied, as well as 24 animal agriculture businesses that have applied too. We've set aside 250 for the animal producing agriculture businesses, and we had 24 applicants. So we're very encouraged by that. We also set aside another 250 for nonprofit, and we also have a full slate of applications for them. The COVID CARES Act fund certainly helped the county. We were able to, or are able to, we're still in the process of doing that, of making sure that we have enough laptops for all of our employees. We're going to cut down our health and human services to 75% of who was in there before on a rotating basis. We'll have 25% that will be working from home. So many of those expenses through the CARES Act are taken care of. So we want our businesses to be taken care of too.
Sure. All right. And one final question here. We'll stay with you, Polly, as we alluded to in the last forum, but we'll get to it again here. Up until the last minute, the Moore County Fair Board was planning to hold the fair this year at the fairgrounds here in Austin amidst the pandemic. Do you think it would have been the role of a county commissioner to step in and order the fair canceled until 2021?
The role of the county board with the county fair is that we own all of the buildings. The county fair, or the fair, has their own board full of many very prominent business people in the area who took that decision to heart. So our role was not to step in and tell them what to do with their business. And we knew that in the end, those people would make the right decision. And when the state fair was shut down and most of the other fairs, I think they saw the writing on the wall. They held out as long as they could to give hope that maybe there was something that could be done so that we could have the fair. But it was the responsibility of the fair board to make that decision.
All right. Thank you, Polly. And same question to you, Mr. Tucker. I guess kind of putting yourself in that position, if you were on the board, again, the Moore County Fair Board planning to hold the fair this year amidst this pandemic, do you think it would have been the role of a county commissioner to step in and order the fair canceled until 2021? Say, again, if you were on the board, do you think that would be a decision by a county commissioner to have the fair canceled?
I believe that the fair board, underneath their own guidelines and their own board, would make that call, not the county board. Mm-hmm. As Polly said, the county's investment out there is strictly in the property itself, in the buildings. Mm-hmm. So the running of the fair is strictly up to them.
Sure. All right. Well, we come to the time here for closing statements in this second County Commissioner Forum of this Thursday morning. And Mr. Tucker, we'll start with you for a closing statement here this morning.
Well, I'm looking at District 2 to represent them again, and I'd appreciate their vote. I believe that we can get through this and get a better handle on the taxing in the county. And with that, I guess that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Tucker. And Polly, your closing statement here for us this morning.
Right. Thank you again for the Chamber and KUS for allowing us to have this time. I can only say that I have always said this, even when I ran against Ray before. I respect Ray. He was on the board for several years, and my running had nothing to do with whether I thought he did a bad job or not. My running was because I love government, I love the process, and I thoroughly enjoy being a county commissioner. I love my farmers. I was an ag banker, and so I certainly understand most of their concerns and their problems, and I think they're comfortable coming to me and talking to me about them. And so I choose to run again to represent all of those people in Out County. Our district is the only one that doesn't have a piece of Austin, and so we are strictly rural. Mm-hmm. And so anyhow, I appreciate the job that I was given, and I love what I do, and I hope I can continue to do it for four more years. So thank you.
Thank you, Polly, and again, thank you, Ray. Both well done here this morning.